Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here to be.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
I love the way that Caleb Williams played. We know that he's a tremendous playmaker. The one thing that they wanted him to do was, hey, play the game on first and second down. When we need the play to be made, now go be special. We saw two special plays on third down when they needed it.
NFL Network analyst.
If you think that was an awful performance, you don't know anything about football. That doesn't mean that I think he's a really good quarterback right now. There's lots of things that I see that he's got to get better at.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is brought to you by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And now Kurt Warner joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. What was the most enjoyable part of watching the Bears yesterday for you?
I just think the whole operation offensively was fun to watch. I think the key for me was they won early. They won within the scheme of what Ben was trying to do. And then we got to see Ben come out. We got to see the flea flicker. We got to see some of the fun stuff that's always been accustomed to, always been a part of what Ben Johnson is as an offense coordinator. And we haven't really seen that a lot yet this year, because they've been behind and they've been trying to play the game, and they played the game well early, which opened up the opportunity for some of those fun aspects. And then they had success with those fun aspects as well. And so I just think it was a really good overall performance by the Bears in general. I thought Caleb played, arguably his best game as a pro. And, I watched the one in London a year ago where he threw four touchdown passes. But the way he played this game, I thought, you could argue was his best game as a pro. And, he's getting better, and he's fighting the urge to play fast and to play out of structure. And it seems to be becoming easier for him. Still had a number of plays in this game where he was playing too fast. That he's got to slow down, whether it's his feet, whether it's his mind, but I've seen it all year long is he's fighting that, and he's trying to learn, and he's trying to get comfortable playing on schedule and in the pocket. And every week he seems to be a little bit more comfortable, which has to, has to excite everybody with the Bears. It excites me as a football fan and a quarterback fan, because he's so talented. that if he can get that down and do those things, it could really, really be special.
A lot of people are excited, but some of us need your help in figuring out why we're excited. And that last minute of you talking about you see him fighting the urge to play fast seems to be what the whole year might be about in terms of Ben and Caleb. Tell us more about that. I saw that you tweeted as you started to look through games that Bo Nix is playing too fast this year. That's a guy that, you know, most of us think, well, he's got it figured out after last year. But no, it's difficult for these guys to do it. Tell us, how can you see Caleb fighting that urge the way that you describe it?
Correct? So you usually play fast when you're not really sure what you're doing and what you're seeing. And so let's just use an example that if you come back and you think you're going to have your number one guy, and so that's your mindset coming out of, you know, a play is, all right, I'm going to have this guy. And you come back and all of a sudden they take that away. And you hadn't really thought about, okay, shoot, I thought I was going to have it. I don't have it. What am I going to do next? And now all of a sudden you're going, okay, now I got to go figure out what I'm going to do next. And you're playing fast. Or if you've got a play and – you have no idea what the defense is really doing. And so, you know, you're trying to read the coverage and they rotate and you're not really sure. And so you don't know where your eyes should be on this particular play. Now all of a sudden things are going fast because you're like, I don't know what I'm seeing. It's like a blur of stuff. And so, you know, slowing it down comes down to, you know, understanding it so well that, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to go to my number one. Oh, they rotated down and took that away. Okay, here's where I go with that. I go to here. Maybe that's just go to a check down. Or, you know, it's recognizing coverages or what I have to recognize with a coverage to go, oh, shoot, I'm going to look at that safety. Oh, that safety's staying back in quarters. Boom, I know exactly what my read is if he stays back. If he drops down, boom, I know exactly what my read is. And when you are in that mode where you know your offense so well, you know, you can process and understand what you're seeing from a defensive standpoint. Now you can slow it down because it becomes reactionary with what you do. I tell people all the time, like, so you have Peyton Manning who, and I don't know, I haven't really talked to Peyton about this. I'm just assuming, knowing how Peyton played the game, is I'm assuming that he spent hours and hours watching tape of the opponent's defense. And I assume that because he was so great before the snap, you know, the best I've ever seen it at playing the game before the snap. Okay, they're showing me this tendency or this front or this little thing by the safety. I'm gonna change the play. I'm gonna signal out here to this play. And he was so good at playing before the snap that I assume that's what he studied a lot. I was exactly the opposite, is that I played great after the snap. Seeing it, processing it, you know, being able to know where to go with things, you know, throwing my hots and handling pressure and all that stuff. And so, whereas I don't want to make the statement that I didn't study the opponent film very much, because I did, but I studied the opponent film more from a structural standpoint, not what does this player do and what does this player do? It's what coverage do they like to play? You know, what's an indication that they're playing man or zone or three or four, they're going to drop down. And I spent most of my time, you know, the relative most, studying my offense. Like, I wanted to know every one of our plays like the back of my hand. So when I did see something after the snap, because that's where I was good, boom, I knew right away, okay, my Z receiver is the number one, you know, where I start my progression if they're in cover three. It looks like they're going to be cover three. Oh, boom, in the snap. They run back to cover two. Oh, I know. Now my X becomes my number one receiver, and here becomes my progression from that. And so I studied my offense so much that I knew it so well that I could play reactive football, and I could use my processing to my advantage. And so, yeah, I think part of the process becomes knowing who you are as a quarterback and, you know, what you have to study to be good at so you can play fast and you can play comfortable. Maybe that's I need to study before the snap so I can get us into the right play so I'm fully comfortable when I snap the ball. Or maybe it's I need to know my offense so well that no matter what a defense does, boom, that's my answer. That's my answer. That's my I've got all these answers based on what they do, so I can play comfortable and I can play slow and I'm not going to panic when what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. And that's where playing fast to me comes from. It's from you expect something and then that doesn't happen and you don't really know what you want to do next. So now it's just you're frantic and you're trying to just make a play.
Kurt, I wanted to lean on your experience as a player and someone who trains quarterbacks for a second. What's it like to teach someone after failure versus teaching them after success? Because it seems to me like even with how well they play, there's a lot of stuff that Caleb can still learn from on the tape. And might he or any quarterback be more receptive after a team win and after you have personal success?
Well, I mean, I think both sides can work to your favor. I mean, you know, sometimes it's easier and more fun to learn after you have success, you know, so you're not as defensive and you can be more open to some of those things because it's like, dude, you just played great. You just got a game ball. But, you know, here's a couple plays that, man, if we do this differently, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, great. But, you know, everybody loves you. And so it's much easier to accept that, you know, as opposed to the failure. Now there's the other side of it where I'll just use a technique thing. So I'll see these, you know, crazy talented players, Caleb's like one of them, that can get away with bad technique with their feet because, you know, they're able to make some really good throws with their body and do some unique things. And so, you know, if you've had success after doing something wrong like that and you made a great throw, sometimes I think it's harder to get a guy to go, hey, yeah, you made a great throw, but I don't want you to do it like that. I want you to change and have proper technique so you can't miss that throw the next time. You know, I see guys all over the league that, you know, make those throws or they kind of stay in that world and think they can get away with it. And I think it becomes harder at times to teach them through some of those things because they are having success. And, you know, they may not think it's that important because I can make that throw. But I'm going to let you know when you're under pressure one time or when you're trying to speed it up and you do that, you're going to miss. So I think, you know, both sides can be true that sometimes it's easier to learn, you know, when you fail. So like if I go to make a throw that I should make every time and my footwork's terrible and I miss the throw, I'm going to be much more apt in that situation to go, yeah, I got to correct. I got to get my feet right. Yeah. Yeah. Show me what to do so I don't miss that throw. So yeah, I think there's both sides of the coin and the key is always as a player to stay coachable no matter what. Coachable whether you've had success, coachable whether you've struggled, coachable whether you've had success for a long time, or so coachable whether you've had success, you know, up to this point in your career, in college and everything. Stay coachable in every situation if you've got guys around you that can help you, and that's the way you become great.
Kurt Werner with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. After the Bears scored the touchdown in the two-minute offense just before the end of the first half, they showed an angle after the extra point of behind Caleb of a big play he made to Luther Burden down the field. And you could see watching from behind him the tiny margin of openness that you, the NFL quarterback, have to see and have to trust and you have to be confident. It was so, I mean, it's unbelievable what you have to trust. It's like, I don't know if people understand, and I think I certainly don't when I sit here and get critical sometimes, like, how do you trust that? How do you learn to believe that it's the right throw to make even when it's not there yet? And it may never actually show itself until the ball gets there.
Well, first, I'm glad that you say that, and I'm glad you got to see that, because it is an incredible job to see that and to play that way with as fast as it goes and the athletes and stuff. And then the second part of that, I will say that for us, when you get to that level, those little windows you see seem huge to us. You know, I can remember the conversation I had on the first throw that I made. So Trent Green got hurt in that preseason game back in 99. And they brought me in that preseason game. And I threw one pass in that preseason game. And I remember coming back and it was a big in route that I threw. And, you know, threw the pass, and I didn't think anything of it. It was like, okay, yeah, that was easy. It was, you know, there. The read was there. Boom. And the next day on film, Coach Martz brought me in, and he goes, hey, Kurt, why did you throw this? And I was kind of surprised because I'm like, that was easy. It was open. Like, well, I don't understand. But when he showed it to me on film, I saw how tight the throw really was. And, you know, so I went through my process. Well, I saw this linebacker, and the linebacker turned his hips to the right. So I knew he couldn't cover it to the left. And, you know, so then it was just kind of an easy throw right there in that hole. And, you know, but it was an indication to me that, like, even high level coaches, and, you know, when you watch on film, you realize sometimes how tight some of these throws are. But when I went back, and when you're playing, because you've gotten so accustomed to playing in the speed, you know, some of those windows just seem huge. Like, you know, there's no way I could have missed that. You know, like, there's no way I could have missed that throw where, you know, normal people that don't play look at it. And I'm glad that, you know, you guys are kind of wowed by it, because that is the sport. And that's what, when the great ones become great, they do, you know, they're so good at their craft that little windows seem big, right? They seem like they can't miss that window because it's so easy. But it's, you know, it's high level thinking, it's high level processing, it's being able to kind of expand that vision, you know, through understanding and spacing and doing it so much that, you know, that it looks big. But I know the throw you're talking about, I thought it was a great, you know, read by Caleb to go through his processing, because if he's a half a second late on that throw where he threw it, he probably can't throw it because it's jumbled up in front of that. And so, yeah, so you saw a number of those things from Caleb yesterday that get you excited, because, you know, I thought week one was okay for the most part. You know, I said it wasn't a terrible game with what was available to him. Week two was even better, you know, that doing more. And I thought this one was better than that. And so you're seeing progress with what Ben wants to do and how they want him to play, and growing as a pocket quarterback each and every week. And then to get a win on top of it, I think was huge.
Speaking of progress, Rome Odunze now has more touchdowns this year than he had all of last year. The numbers in every category for a receiver are up. I feel like beyond the numbers, I'm seeing a guy improve. What are the things that we should look at when looking at Rome Odunze and saying, hey, there's a wide receiver who's becoming something?
Well, I think you could say the same thing about wide receiver that we're saying about Caleb, is that the game, when you can slow the game down and start to play the game with your mind, that's where you start to win. I've always said this about wide receivers. Wide receivers and defensive backs. Like, when you're playing against each other, patience wins. The guy that can be patient, if you're the guy jamming the wide receiver, and you're impatient and you go try to jam him and you miss, game over. You know, if you're a receiver running a route against press coverage and, you know, you're afraid you're going to get jammed, or you're afraid he's going to, you know, shorten you on your route, and you speed everything up, defense wins. And so the ability to be patient running routes is where the great receivers are great. And that's what Rome was so good at in college. Last year, he was playing faster than that. You know, he was running through his you know, certain part of his breaks, or, you know, or double moves and doing everything too fast. And so it wasn't as if he was bad. I mean, he was still a fine receiver, but he, you know, you can't take the step to being great until you can slow it down. And again, part of that is just your mind being able to slow down because you've gotten accustomed to the speed of the game and the speed of the guys that you're playing against, and you're starting to understand the nuance. And that's what I see from him this year, is that's what they expected from him when he came out of college, because he was so good at it in college. Last year, I don't think you got to see it to the full extent because he was a rookie. And, you know, we often say rookies or players make their greatest jump from year one to year two. And it's primarily because of this, because right away it's fast and a lot's coming at you, and you're learning these pro offenses and you're seeing different coverages and rotations, and oh my gosh, you know, it's like a blur out there, and I'm just trying to run my 10-yard out. Like that's all I'm focused on right now. And then you get to the point where it's like, okay, now I start to understand how to set a guy up. You know, now I can see it, and it doesn't seem as fast. And so all these little nuances that I've had in my bag, I can pull those back out. And that to me is what I'm seeing with Rome, is that, you know, now he's starting to use those tools that he has, and he slowed the game down in his mind, but he's playing fast with his body. You know, kind of what I was talking about with, you know, that analogy as a quarterback, is that everything's fast and the window looks small to you guys. But to me, it looks big because I've slowed that whole thing down. I think Rome is doing that as a wide receiver. And so you're starting to see all that talent and skill come out and show up on a weekly basis.
I'm so glad I asked you that question. Outstanding, as always, Kurt. Thank you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Man, it's Kurt Warner.
Incredible stuff. And the answer also on the play that I referenced, the Burden play, that small window, him saying, like, Mart's bringing him in, why'd you throw this? He's like, Coach, it's wide open. He's like, no, it's not. But like, okay, good. Okay. All right, you see that? That's great.
Glad you can do that.
It's a rare opportunity in real time to see it yesterday. But if you still have the game tape, the DVR, just go back. After the extra point, just before halftime, they show you the play. And I'm telling you, it's like Caleb makes the throw because he sees the safety leaning. Like, the body lean is enough. Like when you're going backdoor in a basketball game, and you know, like, oh, I got my guy leaning, now I can blow by him. Like, he sees that, and it's just enough. It's amazing what you have to see to get it done.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We've got a pair of tickets to see Ice Cube's Truth to Power, Four Decades of Attitude tour that we will give away.
He loves us.
He does, and, yeah. And that'll be at the United Center on Monday, October 6th. What did we decide? Do you have a drop for him, or is it me dropping a lyric? I'll drop a lyric. When I drop an Ice Cube lyric, then you need to call 312-540-0670.
Oh, boy. All right? Love that.
When we come back, we want to talk with you. We've had our say. You heard from one of our experts. What do you think? 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to text in or if you want to call in. And if you want to share on Twitch, we love that too. There's some good stuff inside the Twitch mob going on right now.
Are you back in, or are you maybe not pumping the brakes like me? But
are you taking your foot off the gas?
Uh-huh. Just letting it go.
Just gliding a little bit with
gliding
the Bears.
A little.
We'll take your phone calls and talk Bears with you next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Score.
He's been heavily involved today, and he's got another first down. Seven straight run on the drive from Ben Johnson, and it's working.
Yeah, I used to call that play. That was a code word, Frank Sinatra. F reverse left.
You don't scare me. I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
There was a lot of good with Tom Brady on yesterday's show and yesterday's game, and that was one of them. There was also some other stuff where you're like, come on, man.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Brady, it was a journey watching Brady.
It was.
I got annoyed. I got really irritated.
And you learned stuff.
I did. I
That's like, the thing about him. Like, there's a lot to learn from that guy.
All of it. All
it
of it.
It just
comes in a package.
Doesn't
that,
feel great.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But like, but you asked for calls and we got calls. The people want to talk and like we want to hear from you because it's rare that a day feels this good after a Bears game. Like that. That thing felt great.
Yeah, it's nice. And then you wake up today and like it's gorgeous outside.
Oh, it's still going. And guess what? You can watch part of it again, people, if you got it saved. Texture said that instead of watching the Sunday night game, he just queued up the Bears game and watched it again.
Yeah, and if you have the NFL Plus, you can watch the All 22 starting tomorrow, and you can check it all out.
You know what'd be cool is, does NFL Network still air like the condensed, like the 90-minute version? That'd be a good one to DVR, and you could just hold on to that. Because then you could see all the things again, like that Kevin Byard hit late in the game. Good, beautiful, clean.
Do we need to at some point do like a cultural thing with the Roma Dunze hair?
We do need to talk about that. Absolutely do. I have questions. Textures have had questions. I have comments, but I want to feel safe to make my comments.
I'll just say that I've always thought.
Why do you have a comment about a grown man's hair?
What possibly do you have to comment about?
Because it's glorious. It is glorious, okay. And it's wonderful.
Fully noted. Yeah, good comment.
I mean,
Now stop.
I'll stop right there.
That's a good point.
But seriously,
as someone who grew up having their hair braided,
okay,
it always amazes me that guys will play in braids because if you've never had your hair braided,
it hurts.
Oh my God. Like the way that it pulls on your scalp, it's a whole thing. So I love when I see a guy playing with their hair unbraided. And I get it. Like some guys want their hair braided so they don't have to worry about it.
Sure.
But seeing a guy just like letting it out, like there was nothing better than having my hair unbraided and letting it out. That next day you feel so much better.
I think this is a very juicy and interesting topic. I think there are a lot of people who saw Rome's hair yesterday, especially on the sidelines with the helmet off. And there are probably people who are like, where did all that hair come from?
Yeah, it's been braided up.
Did he go to the hair store? Like, what's going on? No, it's been braided up.
It's been braided up.
And so, and when it was coming out of the back of the helmet, just the look of it coming out of the back of the helmet, where it looks kind of like one of the Brian Cox neck roll that he used to wear, but it's hair back there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's an interesting visual look. It's like you haven't seen it a lot. There's not a lot of comps to it in what you've seen watching the NFL for decades.
Most guys, I mean, it takes quite a bit to get your braids taken out.
Heart. See the wizard, get some heart, get some balls.
So,
you know, if you don't understand heart, get some balls.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that there would be people being like, oh, so it's, I would imagine, easier to manage while braided, but sometimes you just want to let it flow, man. I miss my hair.
Texture says it's kind of weird picturing you with hair, Lawrence. No offense. Much love.
I mean, as an adult, I pretty much kept my hair short, and I wish I hadn't. I wish I would have, like, let it rock because, you know, probably through age 23 or 24, like, my hair was glorious. And then I was just like, oh, I'll just cut it because it'll be easier. Now I don't have it, and
pictures,
it sucks.
Pictures or it didn't happen. All right?
I have plenty of pictures of me with hair.
Well, let's get one in the show thread and on the internet.
Okay, I mean,
thank you.
I'll bring a picture of my dad because my dad had Rome-like hair.
Like the whole, and he never braided it. Like it was just
enormous.
It was just out there, like just blowing in the wind and enjoying himself. Ottawa and Brett. Hey, Brett, you're on the score.
What's up, fellas? Happy Victory Monday. How are we?
Oh, we're delicious. Good. The chicken tasted good today, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to call. You know what? If Ben Johnson can light a fire under my ass watching that post-game speech, what do you think he's doing to the men in that locker room? And what Joakim Noah said, there ain't nothing good about Cleveland. Yesterday there was. Now go Bears!
There definitely was something good about it. Here's
you like
crazy,
Cleveland? You think Cleveland is cool?
Here's the crazy part about that game. That game was well in hand with 4.5 minutes left. And then Jordan Love did the thing that he hasn't been doing since last November, throws an inexplicable interception. And then Micah Parsons jumps offside.
Oh, so they're two most expensive best players, the linchpin of each side,
mm-hmm. made some mistakes yesterday that That's allowed nice. Them to lose.
Caller is not alone in being psyched up and wanting to run through a freaking wall after Ben Johnson's speech went public and went viral.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
The good gets better!
The good gets better!
And you better get better!
And you better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3!
Oh,
come on! They got a thing! They got a bond! Whatever your phrase is that works for you in your life, look, you do it.
This guy had hair.
That's Lawrence Holmes.
And he had great hair.
Yeah, it's shorter, though. It's
it's just cut on the side. I didn't say I had an afro. I said I had great hair.
It's really good-looking hair.
Yeah.
Congrats to you. But you got to understand, I live in a world where I've now seen Roma Dunze's hair. That's an impressive thing.
I mean, mixed kids' hair. It's a thing. It's a thing.
This is why I can't comment. This is it. This is why I just have to set you up and let you comment.
It's a thing, and it is glorious.
That's interesting.
He should be very proud. Very. Orland Park and Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I haven't felt this great after the Bears game in quite some time, so I'm soaking it all in, and I'm appreciating it. I wish I was in the locker room so I can yell and scream with Ben and the rest of the guys. However,
wait. Let's do a little fan service. Tanny, load it up again, okay? Michael, we're gonna give you the opportunity now. You want to yell with the Bears? All right, so let's get you ready and let's yell with the Bears.
Go ahead, Michael.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
The good gets better.
The good gets better.
And you better get better.
And you better get better.
Bears on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
What? I could catch up. I'm sorry. They were going too fast. But.
That's all right. Thank you for being the guinea pig in our bit.
I wanted to catch up to it, though.
It's all right. So what else was on your mind?
So I mean, it was so many great things that happened in the game, but still I came away from the game, and I don't know if I'm the only one concerned about this, but I'm just not sure of Roma Dunze's hands. He drops too many passes for me that hits him right in the hand. And I don't know. I want to accept them, but at the same time, I need some surety from somebody that's turning into a number one receiver that I can count on them to catch the ball.
Well, that's a thing. Rome catching the ball with a defender on him is something where he can get better at.
We all wish we had A.J. Brown, okay? It's that guy.
Or Malik Nabers.
Yeah. In that same draft, that's true. But A.J. Brown's ability to catch balls with guys draped all over him is absolutely unbelievable. The 3rd and 10, where Rome is at the goal line and drops what should have been a touchdown, it was a weird wobbler. It was a weird wobbler, as Brady called it from Caleb. And I bet if that's a spiral, Rome catches it. It's hard to catch the wobbler sometimes.
You still got
to
catch it.
Yes, you do.
If you're that guy, you still got to catch it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Why don't we take some more of your phone calls? 312-644-6767 is the number.
I think if any caller wants to try and feel like they were in the locker room and try to do what the last caller tried to do, try to catch up and feel it, we should let them.
Okay, if they feel like they can do it, but yep. That was the struggle, though.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, he's cut.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Your iPad.
That's too harsh.
Yeah, get your iPad and get your football information and get you out of here. Along with that, Spiegs has got some thoughts about Tom Brady. He'll share them with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Grady Jarrett, who got there before Sweat.
Oh, God, I think about Grady Jarrett. I'm ducking. He sacked me three times in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, a few times.
I already flinched.
You kind of got him back at the end of the day. It's this Dennis Allen defense, right? And he comes over. No one knows about his skills as a defensive coordinator more than you. You said he made it the hardest of anyone you went against in your career.
Do I really have to say nice things about Dennis Allen?
No,
I say a lot of nice things.
Highlights courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Burkhart and Tom Brady calling the Bears-Cowboys game yesterday.
It reached a point yesterday for me early in that game, Lawrence, where Brady moved to full-on annoying, and his arrogance and his unreality about what the situation is that he's in got to me. I got Alex Rodriguez vibes from Tom Brady.
I hate you.
It's just like Tom Brady wants to be everything to everybody, wants to be absolutely everything to everybody in every realm. He wants to sit in the coach's box and he wants to advise the owner and the coach and everybody with the Raiders on absolutely everything. And he also wants to talk to your coach.
He wants to text your quarterback.
Yep. He wants to text with you too. He wants to be funny. He wants to sell
some Pokemon cards.
He wants to do everything that he can possibly do.
And he wants to talk to Luke Kanellis.
He wants to remind you that he's so tight with Brian Schottenheimer that he just calls him Shoddy.
Oh, yeah. Shoddy, very decisive with what he wants.
Shut up. Shoddy, you can't be buddies with everybody and also be broadcasting the damn game and make me think that you have any sort of credibility and genuineness about who you are. It's like, you can't do it all, dude. You just can't. And yet they're letting him.
I think he can.
He believes he can.
We can't do it all, but apparently he can do it all.
It's absurd. He's moved to full-on A-Rod falseness place to me. Like, I just... I never believed a thing that came out of Alex Rodriguez's mouth.
I'm really enjoying this.
Is that why?
That's part of it. And then, so what happens when Brady makes a mistake or, like, misses some context, I laugh and I revel in it. And I'd be like, maybe you should have spent a little more time prepping for the game instead of being in the damn coach's box. Because I don't know what the hell he's talking about Darnell Wright right here.
Darnell Wright, the right tackle.
It's been a very pleasant surprise for this offense, KB, as they rebuild this offensive line, and they're trying to invest in the offensive line to protect a young quarterback. Right, it's improved his technique. He's really made a lot of progress this season.
Speaking of windows, I'm assuming you're a Steeler fan.
So how in the hell is Darnell Wright some kind of surprise developmental win? He's the number 11 overall pick, who's really, you know, a slightly above average right tackle.
Lawrence, did you hear they passed on someone else to pick Darnell Wright? Did you hear about that?
I did.
Go back and look at that draft, it's really interesting. I don't know if you know about it.
Yeah, that guy turned out to be a pleasant surprise, too.
Pleasant surprise.
to most people.
Also,
not all.
Also blocked a kick yesterday.
I thought Jordan Davis blocked.
They both had
the first
blocked.
One. The first one he got? Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
But what the hell's he talking about? A pleasant surprise, Darnell Wright. And no, there's, you can say a lot of things about him, but that's not one.
And?
What?
Is there more?
Yeah, well, this bothered Tanny, I think, even more than me. Tom Brady's inability to believe that Ben Johnson might be serious.
Good performance all the way around. Maybe Ben Johnson will at least crack a smile at some point here in the last 4.5 minutes.
Who do you think smiles first? Would it be him or Vic Fangio this year? Who's going first?
He's very stoic right now. He's still very focused. He's not calling plays. He's just over there saying, let's keep it. Let's lock him in. Doesn't want to show anyway. He's got a poker face going, KB.
I hope he can enjoy it. I mean, right? The guy's worked hard to get here. First head coach, and that's special.
Shoddy got his first win last week. I'll get his first today.
Got a little bonus Shoddy in there for you.
I think that's why Tanny likes it so
Shoddy
much.
Doesn't know. Shoddy doesn't know.
Oh,
don't
man.
Tell Shoddy.
Well, that was just funny because it's like Tom Brady, I don't recall him. Now, he played a while ago, so long ago. Actually, you know, when he referenced all this modern NFL where they go for it on fourth down. Like, come on, Tom. Anyway, but the part where he's, you know, just talking about, like, I don't remember Tom Brady ever – you know, glad handing and chuckling a lot with guys on the opposing team when he was out there on the field.
No, quite the opposite.
No, wait.
That's not true, but it's true. Here's how I'll explain it. He did do that, but it was all a means to an end. The stories of Tom Brady, like, shining the apples of defensive players and being like, oh, you're so good. Don't be in the backfield. And Ndamukong Suh being like, hey, I don't like you. So you can stop with all this politician stuff that you're back here doing.
Yeah.
But I will say, on the sideline, that's not a guy that smiled a lot, and he played for a coach that didn't smile at all.
Mm-hmm. And that worked out just fine. So why don't you just let people be who they are?
Not
Tom.
Working out great in Chapel Hill these days.
So anyway, there was great Brady later on, and we can talk about some of it later on, but there certainly was some annoying Tom as well.
It makes me wonder, like, what Ben was like in their production meeting. Maybe that's a little carryover.
But he told you. Ben told you what he was doing. Ben's like, I'm just giving the bare minimum.
He's getting nothing out of me.
Out of here. You know, because he knows that he's got to play that team this week. Hey, John, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I'm glad that we beat the Dallas Cowboys the way we did. And Eberflus didn't have the chance to walk off the field with his arm raised like Judd did in Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Just going back there.
It's great that he did not get the opportunity to have that moment.
He did not get to Judd Nelson his way off the field.
And now he is under fire. That's the part that I love, that everything is turned around in the last week, where it's like, well, you know, look at all what these coaches under Matt Eberflus had to say about Caleb and him being so arrogant with EA, talking about knowing Caleb and all this crap. And then Caleb goes out and has his best day as a pro going against them. And now everyone being like, man, that Dallas defense sucks.
I'll say one thing, though. The haircut looked pretty good.
He's a good-looking man. Yeah. And he leaned into it. But just be who you are. Just be who you are, Stinger.
Well, let's see if he can be a decent defensive coordinator again.
Ra is calling from Roseland. What's up, Ra? You're on Spiegel and Holmes.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Rob, would you
have to let you know?
Yes.
I had to let you know that, and Spiegel may not have heard this term, but I had butters for most of my life, so mm-hmm. I know about the braids. It's nothing like getting your hair shampooed after you took your braids down and stepping out into the air. It's nothing like it.
Explain to Spiegs.
Know that feeling.
Explain to Spiegs what that process of getting it braided feels like on your scalp.
Okay. Well, it depends. Because it's a process. Like, I've had braids up until 2 years ago. Now I have locks.
Congratulations.
And just going from, you know, first you got to find a good braider. They got good parting. That's the first thing. They got an even parting. Then you got to find a braider who's not going to braid too tight and try to pull all your hairs in. So then if you find somebody who's got a good braiding style, then you got to sit there, you get shampooed, deconditioned, the oil.
Getting the scalp oiled up.
Sitting there, the scalp, you know, rub. And then the design, we ain't going to even go into design. And you're going into, from cornrows to designs or individuals and whatever type of braid.
Man. Straight and back or zigzag there.
And then you got to try to beat Trayvon Diggs off the line, you know, and get open down the left sideline and raise your hand and call out, hey, I'm open.
Open the mailbox.
Yeah, he did open the mailbox.
And he threw it to the man.
That was my favorite thing because, like, he didn't do it to DJ Moore in the Minnesota game. And Caleb's explanation of that touchdown to Rome, the first one, was, yeah, I saw that he was open and I threw him the ball. Yeah. Like, that's what you do.
Throw the ball to the man.
God.
If you can't throw the ball to the man, they weed you out every step of the way in quarterbacking. Trust me, I know. If you can't throw it to the man, throw it right there to that man, and you can't do that, they say you can't play that position anymore.
You want hardcore sexy football. You and I breaking down the 19-play drive next hour is going to be really, really fun. Like, the variety of all sorts of formations and sensibilities and styles and personnel in that drive alone is fascinating and gives us a window into Ben Johnson's vision of what these Bears can be.
And their reaction to it also is amazing. But why don't we talk with Jason Leisure? He's been up at Hallis Hall. We can find out what he knows, what they've said, and we'll go through that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.